The modern battlefield is the mind. Chiquitl dismounted his horse before they had even reached the ground. His cape splashed around him as his sandals hit the brick path. He threw the reins to the waiting stable hand as his horse landed, and he walked up the brick path to the palace. He could hear the raised voices already echoing out of the courtyard. He knew arriving late didn't matter. They'd all listen to him. Chiquitl had become the most powerful god in the most powerful countries in the world. He himself was ancient and had been positioned in South America for centuries, but the modern world, being so abundant with ways for the humans to compare themselves to each other, had a monumental effect. Chiquitl was better known as his modern nickname, Depression. Before going through the open gates, he lifted his shell-shaped comb to his mouth and spoke a message.
To Cthulhu, designate 80,000 soldiers to plant themselves in all households watching the Netflix show Becoming Kardashian.
He could hear the voices he recognized so well coming out of the courtyard. Those that these days were known as bipolar, materialism, hedonism, and achievement. He strode into the center of the courtyard, surrounded by thrones in a stadium shape, and lifted his hand. They all became quiet. He looked around before he spoke. So many familiar faces from across the globe, all united in the offense against the stronger God, Yahweh, and his main physical embodiment, Jesus. The heavy doors slammed behind him. He shouted, his voice hoarse with force,
"We cannot begin the third wave attack now. Shinador has been undercutting our efforts with her pagan spiritualism."
"I am not pagan."
A raspy woman's voice rang out from the rear. She descended in flowing scarves and dangly earrings.
"And my strategy has proven successful for far longer than yours, Chiquitl."
He met her descent with a finger in her face.
"How can we convince them that what is happening in their heads is nothing more than science if you keep revealing the supernatural?"
"The supernatural is the very foundation of what has proven effective. They turn to the supernatural for their guidance, which obviously gives us a direct influence on their decisions. No marketing slap like you."
Chiquitl took a breath to release a fiery response when a deep, slow voice emanated from the highest throne directly opposite the gates.
"There is a way where both can coexist."
The whole assembly was completely silenced by Lucifer.
"We convince them that even the supernatural is a function of science. That it is not sinister nor good, but merely a faceless force bringing them to their destiny, like gravity. This way, they will forsake believing in God, and will never know it is us reaping our vengeance on them. They will always call it karma, or a curse. They will still all feel entitled to have their rights."
Lucifer nodded to the god they called entitlement.
"And consider their own reality to be completely justified. In this isolated mindset, depression will take an even stronger hold."
How would it change your life if you saw some of the battlefields within your mind as actual spiritual forces working against you? Ross Spoon, August 17th, 2021.